was indeed surprised. I expected much more infighting, recriminations, and impasse. But it surprisingly came through quite easily.
Now, as you know, many people, in fact, assumed the then incumbent president, Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed, was in fact well positioned to win the elections. And yet, not only did he lose, but he actually lost in a landslide. How do you think that happened?
I think that a combination of factors explains this. First, Sheikh Sharif, in the course of being president, has been accused or alleged to have been involved in some improprieties, embezzlement of huge amounts of money and selling passports to Al-Shabaab and to the pirates. Over time, he accumulated some undesirable associations. That's one. The second, I think, and perhaps more important, is the return into the country of educated people. Almost all the people who ran for president in this election, although the parliamentarians have been appointed by clan elders, almost all the people that ran for the presidency are people who have college education and even further. And thirdly, I think the international community has been applying significant pressure on Sheikh Sharif that he is not at this time good for Somalia as a president.
Of course, Professor Said, no doubt there is a myriad of challenges facing the newly elected president, Mr. Mohamud. Which ones do you think he should address first as urgent priorities?
Of course, it is urgent to deal with this Islamist terrorist organization by the name of Al-Shabaab. As you know, even though Al-Shabaab is retreating and losing town, it's first a very critical coastal city of Mecca, and now even more critical city of Mayo, which is at this time being contested. Even though they were on the retreat, they are on the retreat. In fact, they still control a large portion of southern Somalia. So dealing with Al-Shabaab, coordinating the forces of the international community, forces of Kenya, Ethiopia, Uganda, Burundi, Djibouti, and so on. So dealing with Al-Shabaab. And secondly, a very delicate issue, I think, is arising in Puntland, which feels to have been somehow alienated and ganged up on by other regions. I think his job should be to try to soothe the perceived wound of Puntland.
Now, of course, in the general sense, few people, in fact, had held hope that Somalia would actually ever overcome its difficulties and reconstitute into a viable state. Now, what kind of message does this successful election send to skeptics and the international community at large?
I think, although we are, as Somalis, and on the part of the international community, all are pulling for this thing to succeed, there is a considerable surprise that this thing came about and that a president was elected successfully. But Somalia and Somalis being what they are, we are not quite out of the wood yet. And so we should keep our fingers crossed.